Hello, everyone. It's another one take audio blog post for you. And I'm having a very hard time deciding this morning exactly what I wanted to talk about. Originally, the title of this was going to be What Makes Life Worth Living? And as I thought about, what do I want to say? Because I usually just outline what it is I want to say. I kept getting blocked. And oftentimes, blocks come from when I am grappling with something in my head, or I'm not feeling particularly well about something. And maybe that's what I'll talk about instead. All right. On the fly adjustment here. And it does tie into what makes life worth living. And that is feelings. I have a lot of very strong feelings. All human beings do. I think the only major difference between me and perhaps the average human being is I like to talk about feelings a lot. This is rooted in a childhood where that was valued, and it's rooted in an adulthood that has been incredibly varied, and therefore I think when you live a life that's varied and you take chances and you go on a lot of adventures, a lot of feelings come up. And perhaps you could make the argument that I chase feelings, and I think there is some validity to that argument. And I think it's better to chase meaningful actions than it is feelings. So let me just describe the feeling that I'm having this morning and sort of backtrack 48 hours to explain why I'm feeling that way. And maybe this will help some of you who feel off on a Monday morning. This is a Monday morning audio blog post for those of you who are not listening on a Monday morning. And that's okay if you're not. It's still going to be relevant. And so the feeling that I'm having this morning is I feel off. I feel an uneasiness. And I think it's coming from a variety of places. But let's go back 48 hours and just talk about maybe some of the foundation, 72 hours or so. So this weekend, I knew that my niece was coming to visit me. She was coming on Friday night, and she was going to stay 24 hours. She drove down from college to see me, which was amazing. It's hard to believe my niece can even drive, let alone be in college. But she is. She's a junior now, and we spent the evening together at a restaurant that we love, even though the meal was not particularly good that night. That's fine. We went out to brunch the next day because she loves a diner and I love a diner. And even though she wasn't born in Jersey like me, it must be something in our genetics that we love diners in my family, regardless of where you were born. But I do. I love a diner. I love a menu that has tons of selections and then I get to pick exactly what I want. And it's funny. I'll go to these diners and I'll end up picking almost the same thing every single time. But I just love knowing that I could pick something else if I were so inclined. And so we had a great meal there. And then we went shopping at a local Christmas store, which is open year-round. And it is the... It is not like a national chain, because I try not to shop at national chains, even though I shop at Amazon all the time. So I am as conflicted about the modern retail economy as anyone probably listening. But when I do go out and shop, which I usually abhor any kind of shopping, I did not get that gay gene of loving to shop or dance or decorate, frankly, all of which I'm terrible at. But anyway, I go shopping with her at this Christmas shop, and we buy a bunch of things so that where I'm living now will have a nice Christmas feel, because I am hosting Christmas this year for a good friend of mine and her husband, which I'm very excited to do. So I got a bunch of Christmas stuff, and so that felt very meaningful, and anyone who knows me knows I love meaning. So I'm like, okay, this is great. I will have meaningful actions with my niece, and we had dinner together, and she left on Saturday night, and I was very sad, of course. I'm always sad when my niece and I have to say goodbye. I've said this in other audio blog posts. I've said this to friends and clients. I've said this, I've written this, that she's probably the only person in that I can think of who I would have no problem living with for the rest of my life. I feel completely at ease with my niece. I feel never judged, nor do I judge her. It's a very beautiful place that we are at in our lives, in our relationship. And so it was lovely, and I felt just sort of, ugh. That's the best way to describe how I felt on Saturday night. Just, oh, gosh. And some of you might say, well, at least you have Sammy, your dog, which is, I don't know, I don't get a lot of... You know how people talk about unconditional love from dogs? I know he gives me unconditional love, I just don't care that he does. Not gonna put that out there. It just doesn't absorb like it does when a human offers unconditional love. Perhaps because I know they're biologically sort of breeded to do that, and therefore it's not very hard for them to offer it, versus humans where it's very difficult for us to offer unconditional love. And you could make the argument that all love is conditional to a certain degree. But if there was such a thing as unconditional love, I feel it from my niece, and I definitely feel like I get it back from her. I was feeling off on Saturday night, and Sunday comes, I wake up, and I'm not in a particularly good mood yesterday when I wake up either. Sort of post-sadness, post-niece leaving sadness. I have a regular morning. I go to the gym like I do. And sometimes people would say, oh, exercise must always make you feel much better. But I think it does when you are first starting out exercise. But when you've been doing it for 25 years, if you don't do it, you'll feel terrible. If you do it, you're going to feel like you always feel. So that's one of the sort of ironies of exercise, as I've done it for such a long period of time. And as I approach my 10,000th workout, it is phenomenal to me that although it is a wonderful thing to do for your health, it doesn't always help my mental health if I have a sort of dip. And so I had a bit of a dip yesterday, and then I had an opportunity yesterday afternoon to have a date. And dating is fraught for me with lots of emotions that come up, especially as I continue to process my divorce. Dating any new person, lots of things come up, lots of insecurities, uncertainties about what I'm looking for in my future, not wanting to get involved with anyone yet, often feeling this desire of others to want to get more involved, even though that's not the place that I'm at. So I was dealing with that, and then I watched this amazing movie last night called, Booksmart. Such a cool movie about sort of teenage angst and coming of age and this concept of can you be both smart and have fun? When is it proper just to have fun? Does life always just have to be about meaning? Or can it just be fun and meaningful? So I'm like, oh, wow, that's an interesting concept because... just having a good time sometimes allows us to be more open to meaningful experiences. And so the two women in this movie, they're teenage girls, are trying to figure out how they can have a lot of fun on their last night before graduation. And of course, it's lots of funny things happen. And I loved the movie, and I loved how the main character thought she was so much better than everyone else in her school. But in fact, she was very similar to everyone in her school as she was trying to figure out her life, as we're all trying to figure out ours. So here I was having an entire day with my favorite person on the planet, my niece, and then having a date that brought up a lot of stuff for me as I continue to process a divorce. And I wake up on a Monday morning, which is now, and I don't particularly feel like myself. And I love using that expression because my mother used that expression a lot. And then her mother, my grandmother, would say, well, then who the hell do you feel like if you don't feel like yourself? But I don't particularly feel like myself today. And I'm not sure exactly where it's going to go, this feeling. But what I'm trying to experience more in my life is allowing myself to feel not like myself and not need to analyze it to death. Which is a process that I would go through a lot when I was younger and still do to a significant degree today. So the lesson for today's audio blog is this. It's an unexpected lesson. I didn't think I was going to go in this direction. But imagine waking up and not feeling well but still doing good things for yourself and your community throughout the day. Imagine feeling off and still doing meaningful things. I did not want to audio blog post this morning, but I'm telling you, it's meaningful when I do. And I did it anyway on a topic I didn't expect to explore with you. And that is sort of the complex relationship that I have with deep, meaningful relationships with family members and really pulling back when it comes to deep, meaningful relationships with any intimate partner right now. So I'm definitely in that sort of place in my life where I don't want to go down that path. I want to continue to assess and understand the causes of my divorce, understand the role I played in that, take responsibility for the choices that I made and my reticence to explore things within a relationship. And then experiencing all the fun and excitement of meeting a new person or a variety of new people. Sometimes the variety can be part of my problem. Oh, don't call it a problem, you might say. It's an opportunity. Well, I think sometimes you can take it too far. It's like a person who can say that, having one drink is social. Having five drinks, you clearly have an issue. So we have to be somewhat balanced in our experimentation. So that's where I'm at on a Monday morning. You could say I'm grappling with some feelings of angst and dissatisfaction and maybe even a bit of loneliness. But instead of overdoing it today and trying to spend a day thinking about all these feelings, I'm going to go about my day taking care of my clients. I'm going to go about my day taking care of my dog who can frustrate me like nothing else. And know that the feelings that I'm having will probably subside and other feelings will come up as well. I don't have to analyze them to death, even though I've done a bit of analysis right here. But you've helped me, and I appreciate it. And I hope that you can reach out to someone yourself to get some help with whatever feelings that are a bit off for you, if you feel like they're out of control. But if it's just a little bit down or a little bit out, just let yourself feel it. It won't last. And that's one of the great lessons of feelings, that we often feel like we have to respond to all of them, when in fact, sometimes you don't. But sometimes you do, and figuring out that balance is so important for your own life, as it is for mine. So enjoy your day, and we'll talk soon.